I see that Matt is still studying these pictures. There's a lot of aesthetic value to all of these prints.
Basically, when we were editing through, I think it was about 80,000 images, we really tried to look at a way to tell the story of the people and tell it in an appropriate manner that was true to who they are and their history. Something like this, where these little boys are in a canoe. The reason why they have all these stories of them living under the water is because they lose a lot of people to the rivers. We've seen these rivers rise and fall 20 feet in a single day. In a single day. So, you know, they're tied to the river. But the little kids in the morning, kind of like I was, they're set loose in the morning, and at night they come back for dinner. And these kids are 5, 6, 7, and they're paddling a handmade wooden boat with just broken boards. It's just phenomenal. And then we go through, you know, other images where you're seeing kind of the vast area of where their traditional home range was, just a small snippet of it though. This other area, it's taken from a ecotourist lodge that's co-owned with the SEAHA and also Rainforest Expeditions. At the end of a 20-year contract with Rainforest Expeditions, the full lodge is turned over to the SEAHA to run. So it's a way that they can start living sustainably in their environment without using extraction practices. So that particular image was taken 120 feet above the canopy, so you can look down and see a virgin rainforest from below.
This section on the ancestral land site is aimed to show the variety, the diversity of the land. So we usually think about the rainforest, and we think about tall trees and mist, and there is much more to that. And for the SEAHA, the rivers are the main source of life. So they need we need to understand that without rivers and without that contact to water, there is no real SEAHA life. So this part of the show is intended to show that kind of variety, diversity of the lands.